going to check in with Kelly Peterson here in just a minute and find out how the low-carb diet is the way to go. And some interesting information coming your way. Stick around. First off, though, weather check. Thanks to an e-book that's going to be launching tomorrow in conjunction with her website. Welcome to the Morning Cast. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming in. All right, listen, you and I were talking about low-carb diets. There are a lot of them out there. In your opinion, low-carb is the best way to lose weight and maintain a healthy weight. Is
that correct? Yes. Yes, you're right. Because carbohydrates, when we eat carbohydrates or sugar, plain sugar itself, the body converts it into glucose. And it's going to raise your blood sugar, and that will also affect the insulin, hormone insulin, that to raise high, because insulin has to take care of the blood sugar. And so the body metabolism would be affected. We try not to eat carbohydrates and sugar if we could.
All right. Well, listen, you did this book here, The Asian Low-Carb Secrets, available at your website, cookinginspiredbylove.com. And available at Amazon, launches tomorrow. I gotta ask though, it seems like the Asian, you're from Singapore, you grew up eating a lot of obviously Asian inspired cuisine.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're talking about carbohydrates, and one of the, you know, key components of Asian cuisine, of course, is rice.
Uh-huh.
So tell us how you deal with this in your book.
Well, in the book, I share about how I grew up in Asia and how actually eating so much carb over the years affected my health, and also it's very hard for me to control my weight. Mm-hmm. And because my father actually died of type 2 diabetes, and it woke me up that if I were to continue live the life he lived, eat the things that he eat, I'm going to end up the same path as he's, and it's painful because I've seen everything happen to him. So I realized that something has to change in order that my life would change, my health would change.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that the diet can take control of your blood sugar levels, but it can also actually reverse diabetes. Is that correct?
Yes, possible, because diabetes is a sign of carbohydrate intolerance. So just thinking about if we were to control our blood sugar by not eating the carb, their blood sugar will be at a normal level constantly most of the time, and your insulins get to be more normal most of the time. Your body takes a little time, it will heal by itself. And the thing is that most people, most diabetes are prescribed with medication, and medication is taking care of only on the symptom. Mm-hmm. It's not taking care of the root of the problem, which is like putting more fuel into fire and trying to save the fire. We are educated to kind of take medication if you're sick, but look at another way that how to take care of the root of the problem.
And of course, not just diabetes, hypertension.
Yes, hypertension and even thyroidism and. People with thyroids, they do reverse, and people who have aches and pains, it just kind of go away because without the carb and the sugar, it does reduce the body inflammation, and many things would happen good to the body.
All right, so your book is an e-book. It's available on Amazon, launches tomorrow, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the book. What people are going to find out in the book? Some recipes?
Yes, I have a series of recipes that I base on the low-carb food, and how to remade my Asian food into low carb, and all the recipes are low carb and it's easy to follow. You can cook. Some of them are my mother's or my grandmother's old recipe, and
adapted them to the low carb.
Yes,
I would imagine it wasn't such a big thing when your grandmother was.
No, it's totally a different era when my grandmother time, and then evolved to my mom, mm-hmm. and I eat it when I grew up, and then I learned to cook it. I realized that it's very high carb, so I remade them into low carb, and we enjoy it every day. And I also blend the Western and the Eastern flavor, and my husband loves it.
Awesome. Well, we were talking about how you replace rice, and obviously a staple for Asian cuisine, and you were telling me with cauliflower, which is kind of cool, and graded. Anyway, the name of the book is The Asian Low Carb Secret, a medically proven system to help you eat well, stay slim, and regain your health. It launches on Amazon tomorrow. And of course, you can always check out the cookinginspiredbylove.com website. You're also working with a type 2 diabetes support group in conjunction with the St. John's Medical Center.
Yes, yes. That's like very exciting because we are working together to work out a program and see if we can offer alternative to diabetes. And so you can look at, you know, come and join us. We have an event presentation going on the 10th of March. It's a little early now, but it will be in the paper. And we will show you how you can eat well. We show you testimony, what kind of food that you can consider eating and how you can change your life.
All right, we'll put that in your phones today, in your calendar. March 10th, it's a Tuesday, 2:15 over at St. John's.
It's 1 p.m., sorry.
Oh, 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 to 2:15, that's yes. What it says. All right, sorry. Look for more details in the daily, as Kelly mentioned. And again, check out the website, cookinginspiredbylove.com. We were talking before we went on the air, Asian cuisine is my favorite, so I can't wait to, do you download the book? Is that?
Yeah, it's an e-book. You just go on Amazon, and it's on the pre-launch today at a special rate, and you can just get it on your Kindle or your as long as you have a electronic reading device.
Palm Pilot?
Yeah, yep.
No, I doubt that. Kelly, thank you so much. Kelly Peterson, a local, and again, her book, The Asian Low Carb Secret. I can't wait to try out some of these recipes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And don't forget to put that in your calendar, March 10th. It's a Tuesday, 1 to 2:15 at St. John's. Time to check in now with Callie Curtis. News this hour brought to us by Grand Design. Stick around. We'll get an update from Lloyd on the International Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race, which continued yesterday. And that's all coming up.